Rose City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. I got the Pogo crew here with me, as well as some special guests talking about Harpo, Skin, Nivlik, Henbane. And that's right where we're starting this show off with Go Away. Nivlik, Henbane, Pogo City Radio. Now, as you heard me say in the intro, we got some New Jersey punk rock royalty with us. And I'm talking about Harpo, Nivlik, Henbane. What's up, Harpo?
Hi, how are you?
Doing pretty good, pretty good. And talk some more for me, Harpo, because I didn't hear you at all there.
Okay, good.
You got to get closer to the mic. You can hold it with your hand if you want. You can hold it with your hand if you want. And we also got Terry, his wife. And you guys hear us talk about Terry plenty between I'm Hungry and United Punk.
And
United Punk that we're always telling you guys about. So, Terry, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, good, good. Glad you guys are here. We're going to talk to you more about the movie later. Also got to say what's up to LCJ. So how you doing, Jess? How was your week?
Oh, it was pretty good.
I don't hear you at all, though.
You don't hear me?
Nope.
Can you hear me now?
Nope.
No? What's, I'm like right here.
It's like a Verizon commercial.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
There we go. See, we have some things set up a little different, and Jess is on a different microphone. She's not used to.
I'm not in the usual spot that I'm usually sitting in, so this is a little... I'm co-piloting because I'm the only one besides Harpo and Derry. So I'm in a different seat today. But
yeah, we're doing things at a little bit different time, but we're just glad Harpo and Terry could come hang out. We're going to be playing pretty much all the tracks Harpo and Terry picked out. We got like 25 of them lined up for you guys.
Good pick.
So, you know, Harpo and Terry hijacking the show. We're also going to get to a band that the two of you had a little bit later in the show. What was the name of the band, Terry, you were the singer of?
Penny Dreadful and the Bloody Valentines.
There you go. So we'll get to them.
It's the best punk rock band I've ever played in.
There you go. There you go. But before we do that, we're going to get to one of the best bands you never played in.
Right.
Yes.
The wretched one.
The wretched one. And here's We're Not Stopping Now.
Ready?
The Wretched Ones.
Always
the Wretched Ones.
There we
go. How can you not?
How can
They're
you not?
They're fucking awesome.
They just make me happy.
You know, the only thing that makes me sad about the Wretched Ones is that they're not together.
And out of everybody, I thought they would still be playing together.
Yeah.
I hear that from a lot of people.
It's so fucking
like
sad.
Something happened. And
Yeah, and nobody knows.
Sudden.
Which
nobody
that's
knows.
Kinda,
yeah, it's a big mystery.
That's kind of cool about that.
It's a sad thing.
Can't hear you though, Harpo. Barry. You should hold your mic.
I can't.
I'm gonna get you a different stand. Okay, I'm gonna get Harpo a better stand.
I have a shitty mic stand.
There you go. Now you're good. I'll get you a better one when we talk. But I want to talk to you about some old school Niblick who we opened the show with, because I never realized until Chad told me recently that Mike Wretched was the original drummer, and Armin actually the original bass player of Niblick?
No. No.
Well, you thank you, Chad.
You guys had a different singer for a period, too, though, right?
I don't know that Mike played.
Mike would fill in.
Mike would fill in once or twice.
Mike would fill in for shows because they had a trouble with drummers.
Yeah, we
until
had like a
Chad.
As everyone does. Everyone
as
always
everyone
has
does.
A
that's
problem
that's
with
usually
Chad.
The issue.
And then
exactly.
Armin played bass. Andy quit. Armin played bass. And then, like, I vibed him out of the band. And, I don't know. It still plagues me.
He played what, on a demo, Armin? That's what Chad told me.
He just played like...
No, he came
about
in...
About 6 months,
yeah,
I guess.
He played for like 6 months, maybe
like there was
like
a
play,
like there was like the minute that like in... Where was that? In fucking Central Jersey there, the go-go bar place. They kept having shows. With the good game, with the bowling game. With the good shuffleboard game.
That was a good game.
They played, like, we played, I don't know, I guess, yeah, probably like 6 months Armin was in the band. And then, you know.
Shit happens.
Yeah, and he, you know, Harpo vibed him out, literally. That's yeah, what we
like,
found out.
You know, on the phone, I'm like, you're the best bass player ever.
I vibed you. I'm so sorry.
I would marry you if I didn't get my wife.
Right? Oh, that's funny.
And, you know.
All right. Bummer. Well, I think what we'll do here, we're going to get to the Killjoys, and then I'm going to throw on a CD you guys brought with you, and we'll talk about that track after we hear the Killjoys with Naive.
Pogo City Radio. Truth is seen, complete excessive hypocrisy. Use your shame or physically, it shall all be your naivety. In its bold name, it's obviously the men of blue equality. You to say you're gonna set me free, it's naive pseudo imagery. From your belly, why independence you can see. Logic comes from your mistakes. You to thank for every move I make. In real terms, you lost, you see. Again, blame your naivety. It's right to evade reality. Now you're just a novelty. Truth, you see, to me that's just hypocrisy. You should say more physically, show off your naivety. The loose ball game, it's tough, you see. The red or blue equality. You to say you're gonna set me free. You know, you should have imagery. Oh. I benefit from your belief. Independence you can see. Logic comes from your mistakes. You to thank for every move I make. In real terms you've lost, you see. I can't blame your naivety. Try to evade reality. And now you're just a novelty.
All right, that was Killjoys. And so we were talking now, Terry and Harpo, you guys used to have a band together. So what time period are we talking about?
Oh,
like,
God, that would be mid-90s to...
Oh, was that long ago, huh?
Yeah, mid-90s to 2006, I guess.
Yeah, probably.
I didn't know that it was... you guys were together that long...
Oh, no, we've been together a long time.
Yeah, well, I know you
like
guys.
Like 32 years.
32 years.
Is that fucking insane?
That is a very long
That's
time.
That's fucking insane.
But I was talking about the band. I didn't know that you guys were that band for 10 years.
Yeah, we did play.
We played like
whenever
seven,
we could.
Eight, 9 years almost.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And I was really lucky because everybody in the band had already done this.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
So we played with a lot of really cool fucking bands.
We played with like insanely
good bands.
Like, we played Agent Orange and Menace.
Awesome.
And,
yeah.
Dictators.
Dictators. And
tons of them. 7 Seconds.
Just awesome. 7 Seconds.
Yeah.
Like all kinds of crazy, crazy shows.
Big bands, yeah.
Yeah, and it was great because Dennis was booking and Terry, you know, was like, yeah, I'll play.
Yeah, and I would love to play with Stabs. I would like to play with you, Mike Blanks.
Yes.
Please.
Well, it's, according to Andrew, Stabs are going to be playing soon.
I know, I'm very excited.
I'm not. Damn. This is a rough night for sound. But yes, yeah, Stabs definitely. Stabs definitely got some shit going on soon. I'm not gonna lie, we got some shit lined up that's gonna be pretty fucking awesome.
Yes.
And I can't tell you about it yet.
We can't say, but
it's say. Awesome. That's awesome.
But yes.
Just clear your calendars for March.
I need a new calendar for March.
So Harpo and Terry. So now, do you guys have the cassette? Was it the demo, or do you have the Starting Them Off Young album? The actual
it was just a cassette.
It was just a cassette.
It said S D A B.
Yeah. Apostrophe S.
Yeah.
That's all we had.
But
we love them.
No, because the reason why I'm asking is because they've told me, as in Mike, Tim, and Chad, that they have a demo that they actually like way better than the album.
Oh,
and
really?
So I think maybe you guys have it.
Is that what we have?
I think it is. Because that was the tape that was floating around.
Yeah. Oh, well, if we find it again, we'll let you know.
There you go.
Let's
see. Yeah, there's actually a lot of cool tapes floating around from them guys. Because the one in that broken turntable, which is also a tape deck. But yeah, definitely some technical difficulties on Pogo City Radio. But that broken turntable has the like one of the only copies of Jeff Kresge from AFI playing bass with Blanks before Tim was in the band.
Cool.
And that's actually the tape that we like re-recorded it and put it on YouTube and shit like that. It's actually the tape that Tim used to learn all the songs for Killer Blanks.
Oh, that's pretty
fucking
cool.
Yeah, that was the practice tape. And the other thing that was real cool about it, and you guys can go over to our YouTube and find this stuff, there's actually two tracks on that tape that were never put out because they were Jeff's songs that Jeff wrote.
Oh.
And they're pretty cool. They're heavy on the bass, a little bit fancy side. And so we tried to clean them up a little bit. You guys can find them at our YouTube channel as well as every track we are playing tonight with Harpo DJing. Now, Jess, get ready with that button.
Okay.
Terry, why don't you introduce your band up next?
Ooh, this is a Penny song.
Track three.
What song?
We don't know.
I have to hear it. Can I hear it?
I think it's Cockless.
It was a good one. We just played it before we started.
I think it's Cockless.
Cockless
so,
is what it is.
There you go.
We'll know shortly.
Yes.
It's in play.
Yes, it is Cockless.
This is a good song. This is written by Dave, by Wazzo Dave. And he wanted to write a song as a woman.
Right, so that was Terry and Harpo right there. Now, that's Harpo on guitar. I just burnt my jacket. Harpo on guitar.
That sucks.
And Terry on vocals. You know, you got to love them dabs and all that medical legalness in Pennsylvania now. It's great. Somebody else
New Jersey's like that, too. So We're actually New Jersey is close to decriminalizing recreational. Yeah, they're good saying this them. Year.
Oh wow, that
power
was
so.
It got passed in like the House or something like that, and it's got to get like the Senate now or something.
Yeah, and everything. I don't know politics.
I just
want to
smoke weed and not go to jail.
Yeah, you know. Well, you shouldn't.
That's why it's good. Like we got medical cards.
Wow,
I can talk about it now. Pogo.
Yes, it's called a flower.
Oh, that's super cool.
Still can't hear me. God, I'm having difficulty. I'm not used to this fucking seat.
I know. It's because it's not on a boom stand, too, I think. Jess is sitting at the big boys table today.
I am. Every other time, he was like,
I couldn't.
He's like, you want to be co-pilot? I'm like, I'm not ready.
I'm just glad we actually got Harpo on mic now.
I'll be spectator.
Yay.
He warms up.
So why don't we get to one of your favorite bands up next, Harpo? Now
I could never have been in those.
Regent Ones or
such
those.
A great
unknown.
Band.
There's plenty of those unknown songs. What made you choose Going Strong?
Oh, I love them. Like the four of us is definitely like my absolute favorite.
Coming up a little bit later.
Yeah, this like just keep on going strong, man. Billy's just fucking amazing.
Those Unknown, Pogo City Radio. Those Unknown, Pogo motherfucking City Radio right there, sticking with the Jersey punk rock right there. Now, Harpo, you guys started, what, Niblick in 86?
Yeah, I came out of the Navy.
Came out of the Navy, all right.
So, yeah, I had...
That's insane.
I had been thinking about it and got like called Andy. Andy was playing with Larry and he wouldn't leave. Like, you know, I was like, come on, man, let's form, make a band. And he's like, well, I'm playing with this guy. And then we met and we hooked up. Andy's roommate Keith was playing drums for us for that, and Keith sucked and he left me in Connecticut, so that kind of ended that.
And how did you get home from Connecticut?
AOD.
Where did you see AOD?
At the Dunkin' Donuts.
Now, how did you guys end up, like, who recorded you at first? Like, Billy or somebody who was, like, the first guy to really get you down?
The first thing we recorded was a fucking demo.
Was that in Jersey City?
In Jersey City at some fucking insane studio. It was ridiculously expensive. And and they had a click track, and the fucking Boom freaked out because of the click track. He couldn't deal with it. Anyway, it was weird. And like, we did that ourselves, and that was pretty shitty. And then we started, we hooked up with Armin, like from the Wretched Ones, or at that time it was the Burnt. And then,
Burnt. I don't know nothing about that. I'm going to tell you that.
Oh my God, we didn't put the Burnt on.
That was part of the Burnt ones that didn't play. So I do have Burnt records that I would have brought that not play anyway. But
the original plan was for Harpo to bring over all his like 7 inches and music that he wanted to play.
I have three broken turntables here.
Right. Yes. We can't make a record play.
So what we did was I went over to YouTube and we were able to find like pretty much everything. Like we tried to find the 7-inch versions. There was a handful of tracks where we had to play the album mm-hmm. versions, and there was one we couldn't find.
That's pretty good.
We made it out all right. If you guys want to hook Pogo City Radio up with a new turntable, you know, hit up good old Andrew Bedlam on Facebook or go make it rain, folks. Make it rain on them hoes. we'll stop spending all that money on those cocaine and hookers, and we'll throw it to a turntable. And maybe I used to have a nice little Techniques one. And but yeah, this fucking piece of shit we got here doesn't service us no more. No more.
Apparently it's not functional anymore.
It is no longer working.
And I have two broken ones on top of that. So
that's crazy. But, you know, plus side, we did find them on YouTube. So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah. So
we're not completely SOL.
And go over to the YouTube channel.
Yes.
And subscribe and listen
YouTube.
To all the tracks and
Pogo
look up
City
the bands
Radio.
And stuff.
There you go.
Yep. All right, I guess we got the system up next with Dogs of War.
Oh, well, I hope it's in the
and
the system. Dogs of War. Pogo City Radio, hanging out with Harpo, Terry, and Jess. Andrew Bedlam on the mic, of course. Now, I've got to remind you guys to head over to our Facebook, Pogo City Radio, Instagram, at Pogo City Radio. And, like, subscribe, share the show, give us a 5-star rating, just a real nice little blowjob.
Hook us up.
Hook us up with some good old-fashioned, well, good old-fashioned BJs are nice, too, but also some digital BJs, so hook us up with them likes. Because
who doesn't love a good old-fashioned BJ?
Analog. Oh,
God. All right, we're going to get right back to the punk rock. Head out to the UK. Actually, we were just in the UK. Sticking in the UK. Here's some Grievance Bodily Harm. GBH, No Survivors up next. Pogo City Radio. GBH Pogo City motherfucking radio. Harpo hijacking the Pogo crew for the night. But I'm the one with the microphone, so
pretty sure we all have microphones.
Yeah, go
but
fuck
I have to remember to use it if I was
going. Yeah, yeah. But one thing I gotta ask you about is gotta head out to Newark and talk to you about the pipeline. See, the pipeline a little bit before my time because, I'm a young, strapping lad. But why don't you talk to me about the pipeline and some stuff, like, I don't know, that you did there or whatever.
We were young, strapping lads.
Young, strapping
lads.
Back
when lads. They were yes. Young, strapping lads.
Yeah. They very much
It was a long time ago.
What were some of the bands that you played with there? You played with...
Everyone.
Everyone, pretty much. Dropkick.
Yeah. Exploited.
Oh, shit.
The Business.
Sneaky Fits.
Yeah.
Damn.
Everybody.
Remember all of them.
Darkbuster, all right.
Did, didn't you?
Oh, wow.
We played with Darkbuster at...
I don't know.
Court Tavern.
Oh?
No, the pipeline was great. Like, he fucking... Emilio was just... this is what you loved. He loved the Pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
Was he the guy that owned it?
Yeah, yeah. Emilio. Okay.
And, you know, he fucking certainly could have made more money doing anything but punk rock. And, you know.
That's what he loved.
He absolutely loved it. And he's the reason everybody came together there.
Yeah.
That's great.
Like, it was much less hostile than like New York or even like Trenton was fucking full of fascists and it was terrible.
Oh yeah, it seems like South Jersey always kind of was like more down
absolutely.
South.
Yeah.
Like his band has always been
North Jersey.
Anti-fascist since they began, mm-hmm. and that's mm-hmm. they didn't play in Pennsylvania until 2000 and something.
Wow,
because every show got canceled.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because the Keystone Skins.
Oh yeah, especially in the 90s and shit. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Even when I remember going like to
I remember the Exploited
like
show.
I remember the Oi Fest too.
I was for all that shit. The league show at Croc Rock up the street. For those of you who don't know, we're talking about Nazis. That was like when a lot of Nazis came to those shows.
Like violent Nazis from like the Allentown area. We're very. Somebody got stabbed at the Exploited show back
I remember
home.
That show. A lot of things happened to that
2005,
show.
2004?
Four, I think.
Four, yeah.
Yeah, four or three. Everybody was like, all of us were like 16,
yes.
17.
We were all very young. I was young.
Well, we played that fucking show that at the Sterling that time.
I loved the Sterling back then.
It was fucking like hundreds and hundreds of cops. It was like insane.
What would happen with his shows previous is there would be threats made against the bar, or there would be threats made to bands in that were going to be playing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how it would all start rolling before they even were able to play.
Yeah.
So
like we'd fucking rehearse on Wednesday night, and like Pennsylvania shows were always ostensibly we're playing someplace here, but by Friday night it was never happen. You know. So
you wouldn't even get to play. They'd threaten and they'd shut it down right away.
They'd shut it down before that.
They
before
were just afraid
it was that
they
night
were be violent.
Yeah, they closed the bar. Like they wouldn't let it be open most of the time.
We're not going to even bother
getting in a car. Fucking boneheads, man.
Right?
The worst.
Boneheads.
Yep. But why don't we get back to Jersey? And North Jersey, you know,
where the
right part of Jersey.
Central Jersey's not bad either. I'm from Central Jersey, Central-ish, I guess.
Yeah, Central-ish. Central.
More and more north.
North. Me too. All right, here's the Wretched Ones.
See Eon.
Oh, I did. Good call. Yes.
There is one thing that money cannot buy, and it cannot be saved, no matter how you try. Once you use it, you cannot get it back. It will not discriminate white from black. You don't even know how much you've got. Give a day, it might just stop. Time waits for no one, that's been said. But it'll work on you until you're dead. Time marches on, it'll be the death of you. Time marches on, it doesn't matter what you. Time marches on.
All right, that was the Wretched Ones coming straight out of Bergen County. So where did you guys consider Niblick from? Like, was it Irvington?
Oh, no. Well, yeah. Like,
yeah.
My apartment. Andy lived in Pine Brook. Larry lived in...
Not Pine Brook.
No, he lived in Clifton. And then he lived in... and then Larry lived in New Providence. And I was in Irvington at the time. Drummers really don't count, you know. They don't matter because they're nowhere.
Drummers count. They do. Why does everybody say that?
Other than Chad, the only drummer they had Chad was Boom.
Fuck everybody else.
Well, no, Boom was interesting. Boom was very, very.
I just meant drummers in general.
Boom was a character.
Sandy's about really to be here. You're gonna
Chad is the only drummer that matters.
Chad is the only drummer that matters.
Chad is the fucking Lemmy of drummers. So, like,
the Lemmy of drummers.
Yes. This is a position Lemmy of drummers. My eyes.
That's so funny.
It's very true.
He's very Lemmy.
Absolutely.
But Chad, how did Chad end up in Niblick? That's what.
Oh, God, I don't even know. He was,
I guess if he spoke to Larry.
Yeah, like we had been almost not practicing for a while, like a year or two before Chad popped in the band and drove the band for fucking 10, 12 years, like, just because, you know.
That's my plans with the Stabs, being the young guy.
I totally have your back.
I'm going to push him out there in, like, wheelchairs and shit.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Get them motherfuckers going. That's, come on, boys.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's Chad. Oh, that's what he funny. He did it to us. So.
Who did it?
Yeah, Chad. Exactly. Yeah.
Chad. We love Chad. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do.
Yes, so much.
But so, go ahead, Tarpa.
No, I'm...
So, I wonder if, you know, if Chad feels like pulling some double duties maybe sometime in the fall or something and, you know, maybe having a Stabs... Niblick show.
Oh, absolutely not.
I would love that.
You were going to do the Meat Locker. You were going to do the
Thank
meat
you.
Locker.
Yes. That's what we'd be talking about.
You were going to do the Meat Locker. You mm-hmm. owe us one. You fucking owe us one. You said
you would
do
piss.
One.
And Cunningham really wants to see you.
Yes, you owe us one.
Cunningham really wants to see you.
I haven't yet.
I'm going.
Harpo's like bathroom break.
What a dick.
Piss. I'm pretty sure they used to pay Chad with beer back in the day.
Oh, that's funny.
So this one's for him, the Stella Man, with If You Were Beer, blank 77, Pogo City Radio, bitches. From Blank 77 to Mike Blanks and the Stabs, here's Knock, Knock, Knock.
Pogo City Radio.
Your mama sucks cocks in the bathroom stall. Her name and numbers on the bathroom wall. For a good time, give her a call. And if you're lucky, she will charge you at all. Cocks in her mouth, balls in her chin.
Mike Blanks and the Stabs, Pogo City Radio. Andrew trying not to fuck shit up at the moment. So I'm going to get the Dickies queued up next. You guys got anything good about the Dickies, Harpo?
Oh, Paul stole the puppet.
The puppet?
The puppet.
The puppet.
You got to get your mic closer, Terry.
Yeah, Paul stole Stuart. The puppet.
Which was a critical part. It was critical for the Dickies.
Yeah.
And they probably still hold a grudge. So they hate Andy, Harpo, and Paul. But Paul's dead, so it doesn't matter.
All right, here's Paul Gigantor, the Dickies. So it doesn't matter. Pogo City Radio. The Dickies, Gigantor on Pogo City Radio. Now, I talk about my kids on here, like, all the time, and how, like, I got videos of, like, Ava singing Sheena's a Punk Rocker in the mics and shit.
That's cool.
But Sheena, you guys were saying that your kid, G, this was one of the first records he ever started listening to because of the cover.
Oh, yeah. Because of the cover. Yeah, that's cool. He's all about superheroes. He's still all about superheroes.
Yeah, totally.
He's very typically a nerd.
Well, we played all those. We found all old DVDs, too, of, like, the old cartoons and shit.
Like,
and
old Supermans from the 30s. Mm-hmm. So, and he grew up thinking that was Superman.
Yeah, I got you.
And then he went to class, and he's like, you guys got to see Superman. It's really great. And they're like, no,
you're
wrong.
It sucks.
Yes, so dude. So we asked the teacher, and she played it for him, and then all the kids loved Superman. Yeah.
See, I was always a Adam West Batman kid.
Yeah, me too. I was Batman. Absolutely.
Yeah, totally. Yep.
There's no other Batman.
Yeah. I love Bow. Yeah. Zam.
Yes.
I got a Frank Gorsham Funko Pop over there, the little Riddler dude.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. And then that other one I got for like 50 cents. It's like Batman dressed up as the Penguin. So I don't really understand. But I was like, okay.
That's sure.
Yeah. All the Rick and Morty ones fell when I was moving turntables. But let's get you guys.
The failed turntables.
Yeah, the three big failed turntables. We're going to get over with what's up next? Alberto Los Trios. Okay.
Alberto Los Trios Paranoias.
Play it.
He did the same thing last.
You gotta believe in something, man.
Why am I? I don't speak Latin, and I don't know this particular band. I know some of these bands, but I don't know this one.
A couple weeks ago, I played a German band, Stomper 98, and he did the same thing. He's like, "You're gonna introduce this because I can." I don't know how to say it.
I'm not the one who picked.
This is one of the most punk rock songs you'll ever hear.
And it was done by a band that came together for a school play something.
It was like skit, like situational comedy, like fucking.
Oh, it was a like, skit about being in a punk rock band.
Like a Saturday Night Live type
But
they were like a troupe. And in the 70s. Like a band. They made a bunch of recordings as Alberto Elos Trio's
Paranoias. Yeah.
And I guarantee you, it is one of the most punk rock songs
fucking
you'll ever
fucking it is.
All right, so here's Alberto Los Trio's
Paranoias,
which you can find at our YouTube playlist. Come check this shit out. We're going to keep the tracks moving right along. Head out to Boston with the band Niblick used to play a bunch with. Here's Dropkick Murphys.
Soldier, even though he wins, all his troops' lessons, learn from battles gone. May a heart
dead air.
What happened there?
That bite. Was like
fuck
odd.
You.
I may have fucked up here.
That wasn't even our fault. That's no. YouTube right yeah. there. Yep. I've been telling people to go to our YouTube channel.
Somebody
YouTube
else just fucking stepped
they
on.
They just
it.
Fucking them rap bastards.
Well, if you want to hear that song, I mean, you can look it up.
Yeah, there you
I
go.
Mean, the one on our page is
it's not
it's
a
wonky.
Good one. Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
Wonky.
But Harpo, now you yes. guys used to, I know you said you used to play with Dropkick in Newark, but you guys used to go out to Boston and play with them too, right?
Yes, we played with them in Boston. It was really cool. They
I was
were gonna very,
say that must have
cool.
been really badass.
The first time we played up there, we walk into this fucking bar.
Can you,
like
get, you gotta get closer to your mic though.
90 million people, mm-hmm. and it's like packed. And they're like, "Well, I don't know. You guys want to play, or do you want us to play first? What do you want to do?" We're like, "Yeah, we're playing first.
We'll go first. We'll go first.
Like, you guys take the stage. You're done, and everybody's gone."
It was insane. It happened almost. It happened really quickly. For
yeah,
them.
Like. Which is good. Just, you know, like we heard about him and we started playing with him, and then it was just like,
that's Andy's
holy
connection.
Shit. They were just unbelievable.
Now, did Andy know Al? Was it? Is that who?
Andy knew Al, and he—that's how he got to know the band, and yeah. then that's how like Darkbuster and all those other ones.
Well, yeah, they came down later
Ducky
on.
Boys.
But Kenny was Boston. Cool with us, and Al, and the hell was his name that sang for him before that?
I don't know.
Oh, on that Do or Die album. I don't know his name either, but I yeah, from the first album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were like, we played with them when he first was singing with them, and then Al was in
The Bruisers?
Yeah, and he took over for that, you know, like went into it. It was, I don't know.
It's pretty
it was,
cool.
I was working.
Just the working man. Yeah, me and Harpo, not currently. But, like, I work at the same place Harpo used to work at.
And there's a floor now.
Yeah. I was
going to
say that.
I got a little
there's
upgrade.
There's a floor now. You guys see some crazy-ass videos on my Facebook. I can't imagine what it was like when you worked there. How long ago did you work there?
God.
Oh, my God.
No, before 2000.
So in the 90s.
90s?
So, like, when my boss was, like, a five-year-old.
Probably when Frank first started there.
Huh?
Frank was there.
Frank
yeah,
was there.
Yeah, Frank's been there for 16 years.
Yeah.
So that's
yeah.
16 years ago.
Yeah. And you guys have heard
Frank
on
have.
Here a
yes, yes.
couple
Frank
times.
Frank yeah. and Liz.
Once or twice.
We
definitely
love Frank
once.
And Liz.
They were yes. going to come over tonight, but Frank's got to go
Frank's
to
a
work
working
tomorrow.
Man.
Oh, no.
But yo,
tomorrow.
It's because Frank definitely got a little bit of a promotion. So it's kind of, so that's,
did he
yeah.
Good.
So
totally
he's got to work Saturdays, but like it's yeah. it's better.
That's
it's
good. That's better. Really good.
They'll get their pound of blood.
Yeah. But yeah, fuck. For all the working men. Now, Harpo had a couple Wretched Ones songs up. So let's get to We're Not Stopping.
Fuck yeah.
Now.
Stopping now, no way.
We're looking at my walls here. Check.
Okay.
Shrek 1. Looking at my Shrek 2.
Shrek 2.
We're looking at my walls, and I got some just regular, actual, legit plastic bathroom signs because I thought they were kick-ass, and they may have been sitting somewhere, and they may have fallen into the trunk of my car a couple years ago. But
somehow.
Yeah, somehow magic, some magic way.
There are literally billions of them.
Yes. Oh, God. No, don't even get me started.
But yeah. So we just played the Wretched Ones. We're hanging out with Harpo. He's hijacking the show, taking over on the tracks, and he's got the Buzzcocks queued up next for us. Breakdown Pogo Scenario.
Such a great selection of music. Yes.
If I see my little chittery, I can't restrain myself. I'm falling into fancy pugs, just hang out to myself. I'm gonna break down. I'm gonna break it down, yes. I'm gonna break down. I'm gonna break it down, yes. Now I can stand austerity, but it gets a little mushroom dust. All these favorite things that you never get.
All right, that was the Buzzcocks right there. Now, while we have the Buzzcocks playing, I don't know. Oh, because we were talking about like a kind of a left turn into the artsy side. But you guys started talking about The Damned.
Yes.
Now, you said one of the best shows you've ever seen?
I was completely enthralled at the showplace in Dover. He started singing before he was even on stage. He was like, and like, they was totally theatrical with the lights and everything like that. But they played for a real long time, and it was pretty killer. Like, they were, it was well worth it. They didn't come out, it was like, what, 80, I guess, 81?
Still pretty early then, yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know. They were pretty amazing.
Cool.
I had a button when I was Gino's age. It said skip off school and see The Damned. But they never played.
That's because you were a problem child.
Yes. Yeah. How about it? That's almost a segue.
Problem child, where you get old, daddy's
station and he says, you ain't so cool. Problem child, problem child.
First LP.
All right, we had The Damned right there. We're gonna keep it rocking right along. Foreskins. Foreskins, one law for them, another law for us. Sticking out in the UK, here's Blitz with Someone's Gonna Die. Fucking slow.
Peace.
Blitz on Pogo City Radio. Now, we've been hanging out with Harpo and Terry for a little bit over an hour now. Hope you guys have enjoyed the ride. Gonna be wrapping up soon. I know we didn't get to talk
about
everything.
We didn't get to talk about everything.
But I mean, Harpo
next
and Terry,
I'll
they'll have to come
I'll
back.
Pick the records.
There
yes,
you go.
Yes, okay, we'll have to, yeah.
But I do got to say, I gotta keep you guys here for just another minute or two and talk to you about United Punk, how that came to be, and how I can get you to do a screening of it.
Oh, God.
So I guess Terry. Oh God, Terry took the stage.
Right now, we're all about the business. I can't.
Yeah. I can't. Well, talk to me about the past. How did it come to be?
Well, I was doing a master's degree at Lehigh University, and I was doing it in American Studies, and I wanted to do about something artsy-fartsy, and it didn't work out. Like, this kept popping up. So I did,
started off with the pirate subculture thing.
Yeah, it was like a weird journey that I took.
Right.
But it was about Niblick Henbane and the Blanks and the Wretched Ones and Head Wound. And, and
every time
of,
Blanks is mentioned.
All of the, the North Jersey bands from Magnetic Records.
Nice.
Yeah. So, and it's what I wanted to talk to you about was the music. It's incredible. Mm-hmm. So 2009, people started dying in our lives. So from 2009 to 2011, like 8 people or so died. So I'm making this movie and I'm sobbing. I'm just crying. And the music and the soundtrack is fucking unbelievable. So it's all the music we love, but there's a lot of weird stuff in it.
You had shit made for it and stuff.
Yeah,
so.
I had people do some music for it, and I had
And those
it's
are
cool.
Funny interviews.
Yeah, they're funny fucking.
I've
interviews.
Been hearing about this movie.
Yeah,
since last year.
I know.
Andrew's like, Buck Terry.
No, it's not. Unfortunately, right now we have to get the business going.
And you guys did come with some gifts, and our favorite
yes, we
guests
love giving
come
you
gifts. With
yes,
gifts.
They
and they hooked us up
gifts.
With some I'm Hungry soup granola that I love because
yes,
I do love
granola.
Granola
is fabulous. The soups cool. are
and
so
what kind of soup?
Too.
I don't know what kind of soup you gave me last time. I took the tomato, roasted tomato.
You
I
took
believe.
The, yeah, the
that
roasted
was very
tomato
good.
Vegetable.
I don't know
Let's
what's
take
in
a
there.
Look
that
in
was
goodie bag. He's got beef stew.
Okay, I'm down. I'm down with some beef stew.
Oh, vegan pasta.
Pasta
Vazool.
Yeah.
Pasta Vazool. There you go. That's funny. We were trying to get some last night, actually.
You got another one
from this place down the street,
too.
But they didn't have it. They didn't make it.
Well, you have
Chicken
Murphy.
Oh, Chicken Murphy. Damn. Mm. So go check out some of the art shows there that you guys do.
Yeah, you can check us out.
We tell people to go to them when they come.
Yes. In Hellertown. It's not far. I mean, if you're in the Lehigh Valley, it's, you know,
yeah, it's 56 West Water Street.
There you go.
And just
Heller
pop in
sound.
And say hello.
Yeah.
Damn right. Pick up some food.
I'll give you some cookies and stuff, too.
Yeah.
Okay, now, Harpo and Terry got a split, but maybe me and Jess will give you guys a little encore after they're out of here with still some more of Harpo's tracks, including this one, Those Unknown. Just like us here, the four of us.
Yes,
thanks for coming.
Now you're gonna get it. Ha ha. Better.
That was Those Unknown with the four of us on. Now, Harpo and Terry have left the building, LCJ escorting them to the car, leaving me up here doing all the heavy lifting, bringing you these punk rock tracks. I guess maybe I got two more for you that I got to play for Harpo. Here is here's D-Mob, No Room for You, Pogo City Radio. All right, me and Jess going to say goodbye.
Later, Gators.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Remember to go over to our Facebook, Instagram, all that good old shit. Go to the Podbean.
Go to YouTube.
Yes. Go check out all the songs, plus another bonus gem. We got The Blood on there and Iron Cross. So go over to YouTube, go to the playlist, listen to all the tracks, check out some of the bands you've never heard before, check out The Blood and whatever the hell else I just said, Iron Cross. And we will leave you guys with Niblick and Head Wound. A Head Wound? Why did I say that? Niblick and Hoodlum. And I think this is one that Harpo actually picked out when I told him to pick a Niblick song. He didn't pick a Niblick song.
Yes, he did. He was like, Hoodlum.
Yes. So We're going to leave you guys with that. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Had some technical difficulties. We hit a stride there. We got into it.
We did.
Our
did.
Stride.
Yeah, it was good for a
but,
little bit.
But yeah, so hope you guys enjoyed it and go over and listen to the archives and all that good jazz. Give me a blowjob if you see me.
Here's or a turntable. We'll take a turntable yeah. too. You know,
and a good old-fashioned blowjob.
None of us, our three ones work. So Andrew's all about the blowjobs. But, you know.
I'll take a blowjob and a turntable, actually. I mean, whatever you got, really. So
if you're offering.
I mean, I guess I'm just a hoodlum.
Pogo City Radio.
I may have f***ed up here.